With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm Madison Lane, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of sass. Now, let's be real. Life can throw some serious curveballs at us. Relationships get messy. People make mistakes, including ourselves. And sometimes those hurts linger like bad takeout in the fridge. That's where today's episode comes in. Cultivating forgiveness and letting go. Because holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die just ends up hurting you more. Ever feel that tightness in your chest? That simmering anger when someone wrongs you? We all have. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from those emotional shackles? To find peace even after experiencing pain? You heard me right. Forgiveness isn't about condoning actions or saying what happened was okay. It's about liberating yourself from the weight of resentment and bitterness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't carry around a heavy backpack filled with rocks just because someone threw them at you, would you? Same goes for holding on to anger. It just drags you down. Forgiveness isn't always easy, but it's always worth it. It opens the door to healing, growth, and a whole lot more lightness in your life. Ready to unlock that freedom? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness and let go of what's holding you back. 1. Recognize that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. This isn't about excusing the other person, it's about releasing yourself from their hold on your emotions. When you forgive, you choose to step out of the victim role and reclaim your power. It's like saying, I'm not going to let this define me or control me anymore. 2. Understand that forgiveness is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Some wounds run deeper than others, and healing takes time. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and allow yourself to grieve the loss, the hurt, whatever it may be. Remember, progress isn't always linear, there will be ups and downs. 3. Practice empathy. I know it can be tough to find empathy for someone who's wronged you, but try to see things from their perspective. Were they going through something difficult? Did they make a mistake out of ignorance rather than malice? Understanding their motivations, even if you don't condone their actions, can help soften your anger and open your heart to forgiveness. 4. Focus on the benefits. Holding on to grudges keeps you stuck in the past, replaying those hurtful moments over and over again. Forgiveness allows you to move forward, free from the weight of bitterness. It opens up space for joy, gratitude, and new experiences. Think about all the good that can come from letting go. Forgive yourself too. We all make mistakes, big ones, small ones, embarrassing ones. The key is to learn from them, grow from them, and move on. Holding on to self-blame only sabotages your progress. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your flaws, we all have them, and practice self-forgiveness. Now, let me paint your picture. Imagine a colleague who takes credit for your brilliant idea during a presentation. You feel hurt, angry, even betrayed. You replay the scene in your head, fuming about how unfair it was. You might even start avoiding this person, letting resentment build between you. But what if, instead of stewing in anger, you approached the situation differently? What if you spoke to your colleague privately, expressing your feelings calmly and honestly? Maybe they were unaware they'd done anything wrong. Perhaps there was a misunderstanding that could be cleared up. By choosing forgiveness and open communication, you not only protect your own well-being, but also have the chance to strengthen your relationship. Remember, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of anger, to choose peace over bitterness. And trust me, that inner peace is worth fighting for. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, release those burdens you've been carrying, and choose forgiveness. You deserve it, and the world deserves you best self. If this resonated with you, hit subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Share this with someone who could use a little dose of stoic wisdom, and leave a review telling me what you loved. Until next time, keep building that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.